A longtime employee with the Barry Native Friendship Center, BNFC, has been named one of the recipients of the Attorney General's Victim Services Awards of Distinction for 2023-24. Charmaine Nolan, who works as a justice program manager at the Bayfield Street Center near downtown Barrie, received the award, which recognizes the dedication and achievements of individuals and organizations working to support people who have experienced victimization due to crime and to raise awareness of victims' issues in Ontario. The award was presented during a virtual ceremony on Wednesday, May 29. Nolan was jointly nominated for the award by BNFC Executive Director Samantha Kanashamegwich and the Ontario Native Women's Association, ONWA. She acknowledged that was an honor in and of itself. Learning she'd been named a recipient of the award, she added, was humbling. I was just honored to be recognized for all of the work that not only myself, but our whole team does in supporting Indigenous people that have been victimized, Nolan told Barry Today. I am honored and I learn every day from every victim I deal with. That allows us to adapt and for me to further advocate for victims' rights, she added. Nolan, who has been with BNFC for almost 10 years, is described as a dedicated program manager who has helped grow the center's justice program from one employee to seven, allowing it to serve more than 750 people annually. Charmaine has played a vital role in adding crucial services to the center such as restorative justice, bail and victim services programs, stated the award's website in its description. She also works in partnership with police organizations and community support programs to improve the quality of life for all Indigenous and Métis people in the area. The work Nolan and her colleagues do every day is extremely important, she says, and helps to recognize the disproportionate victimization among Indigenous people. Because we offer wraparound services within our Justice Department, we are able to also recognize that people that are victimized are also often criminalized. We are able to offer wraparound support, to support them on their healing journey, she said. That can include anything from court support or peer support, Nolan added. We have a culturally safe soft room at our office, so we host police to come here and speak to Indigenous people. We do trial prep with Crown, attorneys, and other victim support within our soft room, she said. The award is a step in the right direction toward recognizing what she and her colleagues do every day, said Nolan. It's visionaries through our management and board support that we offer support for a broad spectrum of those involved in the criminal justice system, she said. For more information on the Barrie Native Friendship Center, click here.